South Carolina Senator Strom Thurmond turns 100 years old this week. One of the most noteworthy political careers in American history ends on January 3rd, when Thurmond leaves the United States Senate after 48 years. His career stretches back even farther than that. In 1948, he ran for president as the nominee of the Dixiecrats, a group of renegade Democrats who wanted to preserve racial segregation. In a speech that year, Thurmond said, "All the laws of Washington and all the bayonets of the army cannot force the Negro into our homes, our schools, our churches."
We are fighting for state sovereignty. In South Carolina, we have made great progress in helping the colored people. But we think it's unconstitutional for the Congress to attempt to pass such proposals as have been recommended by President Truman, such as the so-called anti-poll tax law, the anti-lynching law.
Nadine Cahotas wrote a biography of Strom Thurmond. She says he's lasted so long by taking care of his constituents.
He was a terrific hands-on politician, and it started from the beginning when he ran successfully for Edgefield County Superintendent of Schools, then state senator, then state judge, and then governor.
Was he a noted segregationist in those early days?
That's interesting, because when he ran as governor and was elected in 1947, he was really something of a progressive, but it was the National Democratic Party beginning to push for civil rights that caused him to shift his profile and seize the moment to become more aggressive. And then, of course, from 1948 on, he became one of the most visible members of the segregationist Southern political team.
Just reviewing a little bit of history here, in 1948, President Harry S. Truman issued an order desegregating the armed forces, and that prompted a split inside the Democratic Party, and this group called the Dixiecrats split off. And Strom Thurmond made himself their leader, even though he had not seemed to care particularly about segregation before he had this opportunity?
He was a status quo man. He did not do a thing to change the way things operated in South Carolina. He certainly believed in states' rights. He certainly was opposed to what Truman wanted to do. Here was an opportunity. He had just been elected governor. They weren't going to take away his governorship if he lost. That's kind of how it all came together in his mind, and then he waged a very aggressive campaign in those couple of months.
Decades later, Strom Thurmond was still proud of that race, or he said he was anyway, because in part it led people in the South away from the Democratic Party. Let's listen to Strom Thurmond talking just a few years ago.
That election in 48, in my judgment, was a very worthwhile election. We not only stood for the principles of the Constitution, but we freed the South from the chains of the Democratic Party.
Nadine Cahotas, this was the beginning, was it not, of what's called a realignment in the South, people moving toward the Republican Party.
That's exactly right. And the same philosophy that the Dixiecrat Democrats held, I think it's fair to say, is pretty much what you see a lot of Southern Republicans talking about. The interesting thing about Senator Thurmond, when you played that clip, how he talks about 1948 in kind of theoretical terms, and always has said when you talk to him in person about it, well, this wasn't about segregation, this was about states' rights. And he was very uncomfortable with wanting to be pigeonholed and forced to acknowledge that it was the states' rights to continue a caste system that left large segments of the population in second-class citizenship. And he's never really disavowed that in actual words. It's been more by concrete actions of a politician forced to readjust his thinking.
He's most remembered for this 1948 campaign in which he ran on a segregationist platform. But, of course, after that, he spent almost 48 years in the United States Senate. What would you rank as his biggest accomplishments?
In my mind, it's his political survival into another era. He is one of our most durable and enduring politicians, and his career is a testament to the importance of local politics, the importance of paying attention to your constituents.
Nadine, I'm remembering a particularly memorable scene with Strom Thurmond at the beginning of the last United States Senate. This is January of 2001. Strom Thurmond was on the floor of the Senate, as were nearly all the other senators, because the new senators were being sworn in. One of the new senators was Hillary Clinton, the former First Lady. She was walking down the aisle to put her hand on the Bible and actually be sworn in as a member of the United States Senate. And Strom Thurmond, age 98 at that point, rose up out of his desk and stepped out into the aisle and gave Hillary Clinton a great big hug in the middle of everything.
That Strom Thurmond, he loved to pay attention to women, and there are Legion numbers who will testify to getting in the elevator with a senator and getting an extra hug or a sweet pat on the shoulder with the handshake.
Nadine, I don't quite know how to put this delicately, but you live in Washington for a little while, and you hear stories about Strom Thurmond grabbing something other than a woman's shoulder.
No personal knowledge of that, and in all my hours with him, that did not happen to me. So it's one of the many stories out there about Senator Thurmond.
Nadine Cahotas is the author of Strom Thurmond and the Politics of Southern Change. She spoke to us from Florida. Nadine, thanks very much for taking the time.
Thank you so much. Enjoyed it.